Welcome to the Everyday Christian Podcast,
where we apply scriptural principles to everyday Christian lives. I'm John Rich.
And I'm Gabe Bontrager. Today we're going to be talking about the truth about tithing. You might be asking, what does tithing mean? Well, the Hebrew word literally means a tenth of your increase. And so today we're going to be talking, you know, about tithing, and we want you to join us. We got a lot of interesting things that we want to bring out about tithing and the truth behind tithing and maybe misconceptions that we have. And so let's get right into it. The law of tithing is simply stated as one-tenth of all interest. Interest means profit, compensation, increase. It is the wage of one employed, the profit from the operation of a business, the increase of one who grows or produces, or the income to a person from any other source, John.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, with this episode, we're going to discuss tithing in the New Testament. A lot of folks, a lot of Christians, they don't believe that tithing is in the New Testament or that it's just law. And we're going to talk about the law as well as the benefits of tithing. You know, should I tithe? Will I go to hell if I don't tithe?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty important for us believers to know and understand and realize. And for those that, you know, they say, well, I've tithed my entire life. Well, I've always tithed. It's just something that we do. It's just what the Bible says, you know. We want to kind of give you that, those scripture verses, give you those talking points to be able to say, well, this is what the Bible says, this is where it's found, but also it is in the New Testament or is in the Old Testament. So the very first thing we want to cover here this evening is, was tithing a part of the Old Testament, and is it just a thing of the past? Now, here's the thing. It was in the Old Testament. It was law in the Old Testament, but it was also practiced pre-law, Brother Gabe. The Bible
says, a lot of people don't know that, John.
A lot of people do not realize that, but the Bible does say, you know, everyone wants to go to Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, but the Bible says in Genesis 14, 18 through 20, it says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies unto thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. The first tithe is giving one-tenth of agricultural produce after the giving of the standard offering to the Levite or the Aaronic priest, but tithing is actually not only law, but tithing is actually pre-law. So for those that say, well, that's just the law, that's just the old law, you know, we're under the New Testament, we're under the new blood and all these things, I believe we need to point you to this scripture that it is actually pre-law and before the Mosaic time frame.
That's important to know because, you know, a lot of times that's where we do get hung up on. And when we approach this, we really approach this from a standpoint of what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have an agenda to say, you know, everyone should be giving tithe or everyone should not be giving tithe.
Right.
We just said, what does the Bible say? What are the biblical principles that we can apply to our everyday Christian life?
Yeah.
And here it is. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 says this, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thy increase. Now, it doesn't say tithe one-tenth.
Right.
But it clearly says honor God with the best that you have been given, with your increase, with the first fruits, with thy substance. Yeah. And that's really important to know, is that what God has given you, turn around and give honor to him with the very first, the very best.
Yeah, well, that's the principle of it, right? I mean, we can go in here and say, you know, you absolutely have to tithe, and if you don't, you're a dirty, dirty, rotten sinner. But this is the principle of it, is exactly what it's speaking of in Proverbs, is that with whatever you have, it is God's. With whatever you have, you need to trust it with the Lord. Now, we've discussed a little bit about the pre-law portion of it, but let's go into the three types of tithing as follows. In the law, the Bible talks about the Levitical or the sacred tithe in Numbers 18, 21, and 24, and this was a tithe that was given to the Levites and the priests for their service to the temple and the congregation of the Old Testament. This is the tithe we continue to give under the priesthood of Melchizedek, as we said, in the New Testament. It is the title or the tithe consecrated to God and the furtherance of the gospel, and has therefore validity for all believers in Christ.
It's so good. And you know, the second one there is the tithe of feasts. It's found in Deuteronomy 14, verses 22 through 27. Now, this festival tithe was given to support all of the Lord's feasts, days, and sacrifices for the celebration of God's people and to respect the Lord. Now, something that I want to bring out about this is that the tithe of feast was important because it supported these. And just in that same fashion, that's a purpose of tithing, the end result of tithing today. We believe that tithing is an act of worship. It's an act of sacrifice, and we'll get into that. But what's the result? Like, tithing doesn't just disappear once you give it to the Lord, right? It's actually used. And, you know, back then it was used to support the feasts, but today it's used for the operation, the upkeep of the church,
right.
and for our modern day priests, if you can put it that way, pastors.
Yeah, absolutely. And the third type of tithing is a tithe to the poor, Deuteronomy 14, 28 and 29. So this was a tithe that was given only every third year. And as the Bible says, the produce had to be laid up in your towns for the Levite, the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. And it suggests that the distribution was not left to the individual, but was a community project to which everybody had to contribute. This tithe, therefore, was for the neighbor. It was a tithe for those who are poor, those who are needy, those who had some sort of need in their life, the widow, as well as the fatherless. So those are, you know, it's really important for us to show you what the purpose of tithing is, and really how a lot of the New Testament, it may not say the word tithe, but a lot of what is shown here is shadowed of what is in the New Testament. I mean, what does the Bible say? The Bible tells us to give to the poor.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us to help the widow. The Bible tells us to do all of those things. And so when we speak about the tithe here and show you where it is in the Old Testament, we need you to realize that it is a part of the New Testament as well. Now, is tithing mentioned in the New Testament? This is the question that we get a lot. This is this is an answer that people say, well, nowhere in the Bible does anyone speak about tithing. But here's the thing, it does in the New Testament. This is going to surprise you. Jesus himself mentions tithing.
Yes.
The Bible says when he is speaking to the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew 23:23, it says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe." Now I want you to pay attention here. "For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done." I want you to focus on that. "These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." In other words, they were paying their tithe, which was good, but they didn't have judgment, mercy, and faith. Some say that Jesus was just telling them to have judgment, mercy, and to have faith, and to forget paying tithes, but the latter part of that verse tells us everything that we need to know. First, he says, "These ought ye to have done," which is tithing, and he then says, "Not to leave the others undone," which is judgment, mercy, and faith. Jesus was telling them to do all of these things, including tithing.
Yes. Man, you know, you think about what we've laid out here tonight, and what that is that just this, is we've talked about tithing being mentioned pre-law, during the law, and then Jesus also speaking of tithing to the ones that he was sharing in the New Testament as well.
Right.
And so in Hebrews, which is now
it's the New Testament.
The New Testament,
surprisingly.
post law.
Yeah.
Hebrews 7, verse 4 says this: "Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoil." So even Paul continued this theme on referencing the work that was done even in Abraham's life.
Yeah.
And so he praised Abraham that he was a great man because he tithed and used Abraham as an example. And you can find that even in Hebrews chapter 7 that Paul even talks highly of people who do tithe as an example of a Christian.
Yeah, for those that challenge and say, well, tithing's not in the New Testament, I challenge you back to read the New Testament.
Yes.
I challenge you back to read those portions where it does discuss tithing. Now, here is where it kind of gets into, I wouldn't say a gray area, but this is where a lot of people are probably going to fight us about this.
Sure.
And maybe a lot of people will agree with us. Maybe they'll be in the middle. I don't know. But the question that oftentimes people ask and maybe think is, will I go to hell if I don't tithe? This is just Jonathan Rich, Brother Gabe, this is, we don't believe that you will go to hell if you don't tithe. We don't believe that's a tithing, that tithing is necessarily a salvation issue. And while you will have a better life financially, spiritually, I believe physically, when you tithe, God will not send you to hell if you don't pay your tithe. Christians shouldn't pressure you into making you think that he will if you do not pay your tithes. You see, a lack of paying tithes will not send you to hell, just like paying your tithes every single Sunday will not send you to heaven. It's not something that is a key for you to get into heaven, but a lack of paying tithes will not send you to hell, just like, again, paying tithes will not send you to heaven. We need to understand that tithing is not a salvation issue, but tithing is an act of faith in God for all of your increase, for your money, for everything that you have.
I love that portion of it. It's an act of faith in God, saying, Lord, thank you for all that you've done. Yeah. I believe that you are my provider, that you will continue to provide, and here's my first fruits back to you. Thank you for all that you've done in my life. And I tell you, God blesses
yes.
the ones who pay tithe.
Yes, he does.
You know, I was in research for this podcast, I found this incredible illustration. I'm going to read it to you here this afternoon. When Edward Stokes Rich was 12 years old, he worked at night for a local newspaper to help his single mother earn money for his family. Whenever Edward received money, he gave it to his mother, who would pay tithing on it. One time, his mother said, Edward, I know that you have no overcoat, and you must walk many miles to and from work each day. With winter coming soon, it's going to be very cold when you walk home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'll give you your tithing money, and you can either pay your tithing or buy an overcoat.
Yeah.
Wow, what a dilemma.
Right.
I'll leave this decision up to you. Edward hurried to the bishop's house and paid his tithing. The next week, Edward's Aunt Mary came over and gave Edward a coat her sons had outgrown. It fit him and was better than any coat he could have bought. Since then, Edward decided to always pay a generous tithing. Edward tithed, depending on God, no matter if he provided or not.
Right.
And, you know, there's times in our lives that we have done that exact same thing in yeah. my family growing yeah. up. And I've seen God provide many, many times.
Yeah.
You know, I just a quick illustration or example in my life. You know, we've always paid tithes. And there was one time that as a pastor, my dad and us kids, we didn't have food for a full meal. So what we did is we all sat around the table and we knew this. And so we said, we're going to pray just as if we had food. And we sat down, we thanked God for his provision for helping us. And we thanked him for our food that we didn't have sitting on the table. Yeah. And you know, it was within 5 minutes, there was a doorbell. I kid you not. You can ask my siblings. This is the truth. There was a knock on the door within 5 minutes of us sitting down there. And someone had brought us a whole box of food.
Wow.
And was provided for us. I'm Amen. Telling you what, that's God.
Yes.
When you put your faith in him.
Right.
And you give out of the very best that you have, the very first fruits of what you have, and you say, yeah. I'm going to give this to the Lord, and I know that he's going to provide for us, for myself. He's going to do that, and he will show himself strong as being your provider. Praise yeah, the Lord.
It takes a lot of faith to tithe, and I don't think people understand that. They say, well, that's yes. just foolish. You know, why would you, you know, you're making $1,000. Why would you tithe $100 if you need that $100 to buy food?
Mm.
And the thing is, oh, yeah, that would be simple, but that would be faithless. That would yes. be a lack of faith on your part. But when you pay God tithing, when you pay God just 10%, I know some people have, you know, they've you get those theological people that say, well, they actually, you know, they gave 26% or something like that, whatever, yeah. you know, if you want to give 26%, if you want to give 10%, I don't think that's the real issue. Is the issue is having faith in God that he is going to provide. How much faith, Brother Gabe, would you have if you had not paid your tithe mm. and you didn't have the money for the groceries, yeah. and no one knocked on your door, and you went to bed hungry that night.
Yeah.
But rather, you paid tithe, you were faithful in your giving to God, and when you prayed to the Lord, sought after Him, your faith was increased that night because God showed that He is your source of provision, that He is your source of money, food, whatever it may be.
Amen. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. I will always take that that story throughout the rest of my life on God's providing. Right. And God's provision, sorry.
That's awesome.
You know, it is an act of faith.
Yeah.
It's an act of faith. So well said. But what's the purpose of tithing? First, there are some things that we need to point out what is not the purpose.
Yeah.
What's not the purpose of tithing, John? Go ahead.
Tithing is not a means for you to give God just to get a little something extra in return.
Mm.
And I know you're listening to this, you're saying, well, Brother Gabe, he had groceries provided for them, but that is not why they tithe.
Right.
Tithing is not for you to get something in return. We don't give just so that we can get. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7 that God loves a cheerful what?
Giver,
not a cheerful receiver. A lot of people are cheerful receivers. Of course, you're a cheerful receiver. You just got, you know, you were given, you know, $500. Of course, you're cheerful. But what God loves is those that are cheerful in their giving.
Yes.
Tithing, we need to stop this mindset that I'm going to give God just this little bit, and He's going to bless me with thousands of dollars. You know, I'm not no televangelist. I'm not going to call out televangelist names because I might get in trouble on here, but I'm not that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, that sow and reaping type preacher that says if you sow $50, God's going to give you $5,000. No. That's just not how God works, and that's not what you need to do when you go in with a mind to pay your tithe. Tithing is not something that God needs. God doesn't need anything. God's work will go forward with or without our financial help, and
Amen.
Tithing is not so that others can see how spiritual or how wealthy you are. God looks at the intent of your heart. But what is tithing? Now, this is important. We said tithing is not something that you just give God just so He can give you back in abundance. But here's what the purpose of tithing is, Brother Gabe.
Yes, you said something, it jogged my memory. I got to share it with the audience, is that God is not a vending machine.
Yeah,
you don't put in 50 cents and get out $5. That's not how he operates.
Right.
So true. But the purpose of tithing, of tithing, the true purpose is it's an act of worship.
Yeah.
It's an act of worship to God. It's an honoring God. It's
right.
giving Him back His worth.
Yeah.
And He's a lot we know that He's a lot more worth than just 10%.
Yeah.
But it's that act of worship before the Lord. It shows that we trust Him for our finances.
Right.
It is faith in action. Mm. Tithing is faith in action. Thank the Lord for that. It places the needs of others above our own needs. It helps us to realize that everything that we own belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
We're giving it right back to Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And then the rest of the 90%, we still use it as God would have us to.
Yeah.
We're conscious
That's
of
good.
That.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I was talking to John. I'm looking to buy a vehicle here soon, you know, and it's going to cost a good bit, and we're shopping around. But I asked God today, I said, Lord, is this vehicle the vehicle that you want me to get?
Mm.
Because I want to honor God with what He's given me.
Right.
It's 100%. Everything that He gives us goes right back to Him and to His service and to His purpose. And I'm thankful for that. Also, it's an act of worship, but it's also an act of sacrifice.
Yeah.
You are giving of yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
You are denying yourself. There's a reason why the Bible says either you obey God or mammon.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
And God knows what hurts.
Right.
When we give money back, give money away, it hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially that 10%, you know, it's an act of sacrifice.
Yeah. 10% doesn't seem like a lot, but when it's $100, it seems like it's a lot, you know? But, you know, and I think that's so great. And what are the benefits of tithing? There are 7 benefits outlined in Malachi chapter 3, and we're going to put them up on the screen here. But the Bible says in Malachi 3:10-12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. You all know this scripture. That there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the number one windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Mm. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, you do this, you're obedient to God. The words here, yeah, pour out a blessing. Oftentimes we may read that, maybe you read that and say, God's going to pour a ton of money into my pocket. And I wish that were the case, but that's not. That phrase is meant to show that God will be your source of provision. When you pay your tithe, God is now your source.
Yes.
God is now your source, amen, of provision. He's now your source of food. He's now your source of peace. And he will pour those things into your life when you trust him with what you have been given.
Yes, it's not just tangible. Yeah. It's the intangible benefits,
right,
of tithing. I love that you said peace.
Yeah.
You know, when you obey God and you follow him and you're doing your best in tithing, there is a peace. There are intangible benefits that God gives, yeah, you well beyond just money and monetary, yeah, things. You think about, you know, people go to chiropractor and spend thousands and, mm-hmm, thousands of dollars or a psychologist,
yeah,
so they can get peace.
Right.
So they can get, stability in their life. Yeah. You know, that is so, so much more important.
Right.
You know, people say, I can't afford a tithe. But, you know, our response should be,
yeah,
you can't afford not to tithe.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times I've went through that. And Brother Gabe, he gave that illustration. But how many times we've went through and we've had a need, but we've paid tithe. And people will call us crazy. I don't really care if you call me crazy. I know what God has done in my life. You can call me crazy. I'm not telling anybody else to do this or trying to force anyone else to do this. I'm just telling you the testimony that I have had in my own life where the bill has been $75 and I haven't been able to pay $75. I wasn't able to pay $75,
yeah,
but I gave the Lord his what I believe he deserved. And I wasn't able to pay that $75. And the tithe that I gave wouldn't have been able to cover it anyways.
Yeah.
But God blessed me with $150.
Praise
and
the
I'm
Lord.
Not saying that that's how it's going to happen every time,
no,
but I am saying that whenever those times, those moments came in where I didn't have the money to pay the bills, I went to the Lord in prayer and in peace, knowing that God was the source of my income, that,
amen,
God was the source of my increase, and God always provide. You draw closer to God. I feel more, yeah, joyful when I tithe. I just do. I don't know, yeah, what it is, Brother Gabe. I know you do too.
Yeah. It's an act of worship. You're,
yeah,
drawing close to God. You're worshiping him, and in turn, he sees that, and he honors that, and,
yes,
he draws close to you,
yes,
as well. Praise, right, the Lord. You keep the church building running. It's so important. We talked about that, with the tithing of feasts there.
Yeah.
You know, you keep the church running. That's a benefit. You support the man of God.
Right.
Man, you know, there, even the disciples, they said, you know, we need someone to help look after the people, so we can devote our time on prayer,
yeah,
and sharing, spreading the word. Look, the man of God needs to be supported as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gives his life. He is on call 24/7. Your pastor is on call 24/7.
Yeah.
We,
yeah,
get to do a cool 9 to 5 or, yeah, you know, 8 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever it is. We get to do that and we get to check,
right,
out and we're done.
Yeah.
Not the pastor.
Exactly.
Your eternal soul is on his heart and his mind all the time. And,
yes,
I can tell you, as a youth pastor, John, just over these past 6 months during COVID, there has been even a weightier, it's just a presence on you. It's,
yeah,
just like you feel so much more weighted because you're wondering, I can't be with my youth. You know, I can't be,
yeah,
the ones that God's put me over,
yeah,
in a way that it used to be. And there's so much more stress and pressure,
yeah,
from that because you're wondering about their soul. You're wondering how they're doing. You know, you're wondering how they're doing socially,
right,
physically, spiritually. You're wondering about these different things. And the man of God needs to be supported.
Yeah.
And you can't put a price tag on that. You cannot. That pastors should not be bums, should not be pulpers. they don't need to be extravagantly rich either. Right. There's obviously a fine line, but they've got to be supported.
Yeah, you're right. Amen. You're absolutely right. And as a church, it creates a sense of community when we pay our tithe. That's teaching us not to be greedy, not to be needy, not to be receivey. It teaches us to be givers. It teaches us not to have a love and a passion for money, as Brother Gabe said. So, you know, we cover just a little bit of this. I mean, we could talk on this for literally hours. We could go so in depth. About what was tithe, what wasn't tithe, should we tithe this, should we tithe that, and all those things. But this is just a high-level overview talking about tithing, and we pray that someone's heart was challenged here tonight as they listen to this episode to say, you know what, I've been going through a financial struggle, or I haven't had peace in my life in this area. All I'm saying is, tithe as unto the Lord, and I believe that God is going to be, and you're proving to Him that He is going to be your source of provision. So we just want to thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you so much for listening. If you watch us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button there on the bottom right. If you follow us on Facebook, like, love, you know, don't click the angry face, but share this episode with those that you believe need to see it. Share it on your page. We love that. Yeah. And follow us on social media at Podcast For Him. That's at Podcast For Him, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we really enjoy those who listen, who follow, who interact, who give us feedback. And we love every one of you, and we pray that something here touched us. So I'm going to end us in prayer, and I think we'll be good to close this bad boy out.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for today for all that you've done. I thank you, Lord, that you have been our increase, Lord, that you have been the source, Lord, for everything that we have ever needed. God, we have went through trials. We have went through struggles. But God, we have had peace knowing that you are our provision. I pray that those that are listening, God, will have a new perspective on tithing, will have a new idea of what tithing really is. And God, that you would challenge them to not, you know, whatever it may be, Lord, in their life. Maybe they want to tithe 26%, whatever it is, but God, that you would challenge them to realize that everything that they have, everything that they own belongs to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for everything you've done for us in this episode. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us.